what's our attitude, and how does our attitude affect us in our life? That's a good question. And we think that our attitude can do anything we want. Our thought for today is stem cells wait to be programmed with the right attitude. Stem cells wait to be programmed with the right attitude? How absolutely silly. Who ever thought that cells of our body are waiting for us to tell them to be good or to be naughty? But they do. So we tell our cells in our body to be good. And we tell our attitude cells to be good. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. University of Healing telling you that I like to play with my attitude. Now, what is your attitude? We have a young man here. He just popped over from London. His name is Ibu Bey. And Ibu Bey is a very brilliant young man, a very intelligent boy. And he always knows exactly what he wants, and he does exactly what he wants because he's so intelligent. And for 3+ years old, that's not bad. Right? Mm-hmm. And Ibu Bey is surrounded by wonderful friends. He is surrounded by wonderful people at school and at home, and wherever he goes, he's surrounded by wonderful circumstances because he has the right attitude. His attitude is that I like me. His attitude is I'm a nice guy. Ibu Bey thinks that he's a nice guy, and of course we all think he's a nice guy. Ibu Bey thinks that he is a worthwhile person. Now, everybody should know Ibu Bey because Ibu Bey is such a fine young man. Now, are you saying the same thing about yourself? Ha, ha, ha. You know? You think that the troubles you have in your life are somebody else's fault. Well, it's yours. It's yours because you don't like yourself. And when you like yourself, you can accomplish anything in the world that you want. Now, Ibu Bey was just looking at Rex, our several-year-old, three-year-old golden retriever. And as he was looking at Rex, he said, you know, I'd rather not have that great big dog pushing me around. I'm just a little guy, and he weighs 3 times what I weigh. Well, I don't know what Ibu Bey weighs. But Rex weighs about 100 pounds. So, Ibu Bey looks at Rex and looks into his eyes, and Rex's eyes have the attitude of who he is. I'm pure love. I'm pure love. And Rex takes his big paw and puts it up on top of you. I'm pure love. And, of course, you fall over. Mm-hmm. And like Edith Mary Sanderson, when she called from Minneapolis yesterday, she says, well, you know, we have a bulldog. And our bulldog is over 125 pounds. 125. And he thinks he's a lap dog. And he works his way really nice. He puts his head on your lap first, and then a little more his shoulders. Then he slides on up, and pretty soon he's in your lap, 125 pounds. You know, that's a big dog, but that's what they are. That's what they are. And she said, he's supposed to be a guard dog. Anybody comes to the door and they don't announce themselves properly, he'll growl and they'll say, I don't think I'll come here. You know, but he's just a lap dog. He has the attitude that he's a lap dog. Now, does he get away with that attitude? How can a dog get away with an attitude of being a lap dog and weighing 125 pounds? It's all in his thought. His name, other than whatever his name is pure love. He is just pure love. He just loves himself and loves everybody else. And everybody lets him be a lap dog. Oh, that's okay. He's not too heavy, you know. And sometimes there was a picture on the internet the other day. This woman was sitting with her friend watching a concert. And their great big German golden retriever was laying across the two laps of the Pleiades and was feet up in the air, just totally, you know, enjoying the music, I'm sure, and the presence of these ladies. That's attitude, you see. Now, do you think that Rex's stem cells think that he's a good animal? Do you think that Rex's stem cells think that he's a healthy, intelligent animal? That he can do anything he wants to do? Rex finds the international travelers that go through the property here sometimes, and he runs up to them, and he wags his tail, and they're afraid of dogs normally, because they are accustomed to a lot of dogs in Mexico. And so they don't know what to make of them. And then they hear me saying, Rex, come on now, sit down. Oh, Rex, behave. Now, Rex, let those people alone. And right away, he knows that he's a big lover. Because I talk to him like a big lover. I don't say, Rex, down. You know. Because he doesn't bring out of me intense, angry feelings. He only brings out of me love attitudes, because he has a love attitude inside of himself. Now, what about you? Are you creating your life in a pure love attitude? Are you creating your life in an attitude of harmony and peace and joy, that everything works together for you? Is that how you're creating your life? Are you creating your life so that you are doing things? Now, you see, what you're doing, your stem cells are, I don't like to call them magnets, but for definition of how they work, it might be a good idea. Your stem cells are a magnet. And when they magnetize the idea of you being a happy person, then happiness, happiness, happiness comes to you. When they are in a sad mode, then sadness, sadness, sadness comes to you. And illness comes to you when you think. Did you ever have a little difficulty, and then you had it again, and then you had it again, and finally you said to yourself, I'm so stupid. Every time I do this thing, it doesn't work. Every time I do this thing, it doesn't work. I'm so stupid. Who would say that? Nobody. Every time I do this, it doesn't work. What we are doing, we're training our stem cells to bring into our life having it not work. Now, who would do that on purpose? Would anyone do that on purpose? Yes, lots of people do it on purpose. And it's about time we change. It's about time we change and start putting things in motion on our behalf. I always know the right answer. Right? I always know the right answer. This way, we're training our stem cells to be our magnets for always having the right answer. And we do always have it. But we have to get that attitude going, that attitude of always having the right answer, that attitude of liking ourselves, that attitude that we are worthy of this, that attitude that is good and very good, that attitude that makes all the difference in the world, you know? Now, that's what's training our stem cells. Now you say, well, how do you know that that's training the stem cells? Because a happy person always is a happy person and has happy things happen to them all the time. And the happy person fluffs off the trillions of stems of old cells, dead cells, every day, and new ones are reborn every day of the 10 trillion cells of the body, or it's 100 trillion, whatever it is. It's a lot. It's 10,000 brain stem brain cells that are born every day. But it's amazing. It's amazing. But people who have happy lives are people who give birth to positive, happy stem cells each time they're born. People who have unhappiness concentrate on the outer and the unhappiness, and then they make that their inner. They put that into motion. Now, you say, well, how can you say that this is the way stem cells work? Well, we know that. We know that. Ingeborg? How does a stem cell work? A stem cell works that it is pure. It is undifferentiated matter. It is ready to be formed into anything you want to form it into. Eyes, ear, nose, legs, toes, you know, doesn't matter. What about your mental stem cells? 10,000 every day. 10,000 new ones every day. They're coming saying, what do you want me to do, Dad? What do you want me to do, Mom? Where do we go from here? And we say, well, I never did know that answer. I always had trouble with math. I always, And so we mentally tell our mental stem cells that they are not going to do a perfect job. So we tell our mental stem cells that all is in divine order. We get that perfect attitude going by telling those stem cells that that's what we want them to do. Somebody's got to program them. It might as well be you in your own body to program your own stem cells. And I think that's a great idea, don't you?
Yep.
But you see, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. How are you going to program the stem cells in you to accomplish what you want to accomplish? And that is what it's all about for us. Think on these things. Put that cause in motion and watch that miracle take place for you, because you are the miracle. And it's ready to be your expression of the attitude that's going to accomplish anything for you. You know, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.